The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. Tonight, it's the best of Texans Late Night. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
Happy New Year, Texans Late Night Best of Edition. Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, you're sad. Happy off
season.
It is
happy.
It's not that happy. You know what?
We don't sound happy, but, you know, it is. It is what it is.
This is the way you want to feel when you go into the off season. You want to feel disappointed unless you win the Super Bowl. Seriously, that's how you have to feel.
Everybody feels disappointed except for the Super Bowl winner. You're right.
Yeah.
But we really wish that we were doing
something else,
something more football-related this week. Yeah,
this weekend it would have been really nice to have the playoffs, of course, for the Houston Texans, but we don't. We have the best of late night, and it's good stuff because, among other things, J.J. Watt, Dwayne Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, Kendrick Lewis. We're gonna have some fun today.
Yeah, we had some really amazing moments. This is our first season of late night, and it went really well. I feel like we were figuring our way out, but the players seemed to really have a lot of fun with the games. And I really hope that as fans, you know, everyone got to see a different side of the players that we get to see in the building. We hope that really came across in late night. That was kind of our goal for the season.
Yes. And what better way to start it off than our first guest of the evening, best of. It was prior to the Cleveland game, right?
Yeah, J.J. Watt with the sack of gories. I'd like to, you know, give ourselves a pat on the back for knowing that he liked late night Friday television, as you'll soon see one of the categories in JJ's Sackagories.
Here, and as you know, if you watch late night, we always play a game with our guests, and the game this week is Sackagories, not scategories, not categories, Sackagories. JJ, here's how you play. We have these three categories: megawatt, which is words with watt or what, because we needed to branch out a little bit. That's cheesy, you can guess, stuff from Wisconsin. And TGIF, which is stuff related to the TGIF Friday Night lineup back in the day. I know you're interested in that stuff. And you got to get through these to get to the quarterback.
Okay.
So super competitive.
That sounds like more difficult than actually getting to the quarterback. But
so
here we go.
You can freelance along the D-line here. Okay. Which category do you want first?
Let's start with that's cheesy. Make sure I get
that's
Wisconsin.
That's cheesy. Okay. Why don't you go ahead, Ms. Sidhu, and read the question.
True or false, Wisconsin's cheese-making tradition dates back to the 19th century.
True.
Yes. European immigrants who settled into Wisconsin were drawn to its fertile fields.
Right, that was a layup.
That was like, that was hard.
That's Pop Warner level right there.
I like it.
That's easy for JJ.
I like it. All
right,
stop
what's the next one?
All right, what is the oldest city in Wisconsin?
Jeez, that's a good question.
That got tough in a hurry.
It's not Milwaukee, is it?
No, it's not. I'll start with Milwaukee, I guess.
There's a football team located here.
Oh, Green Bay?
Yeah.
That's the oldest city?
I'm learning things about Wisconsin,
yeah,
too.
I'm learning too. Not only a great show, but also educational.
Also educational, kids who are still up this late. What is the state's official nickname?
The Dairy State.
I think we can accept one of them.
Well, our producer Claudia says no. It's the Badger State.
Badger State? I think two nicknames.
But
America's
Dairyland was also.
America's Dairyland. America's Dairyland.
It's J.J. Watt. I'm going to accept
it. JJ says it is, so it is, everybody. All right, America's largest water-themed park is in Wisconsin.
Oh, the Wisconsin Dells.
What is it called?
Wisconsin Dells. Which one? Noah's Ark?
Yes.
All of them?
There's more than one?
Oh, there's a ton.
Oh,
water
right.
park
there
capital of the world.
Are they indoors? Because they only open like 2 months a year.
Oh, that's fantastic.
In the winter, it's ice skating.
Yeah.
All right, that's
next category.
All right, which one do you want next, JJ?
TGIF.
TGIF. I'm gonna let you.
I feel like I should ask these since you thought this was a restaurant.
Oh, I like this.
Oh, well, I love these. This is my favorite category. Steve Urkel was the beloved nerd in Family Matters. What was the name of his alter ego?
Steve Urkel. That was his alter ego.
No, remember
when he
became fancy?
Stefan.
What was his last name?
He had a last name?
Yeah.
Stefan.
He had a last name? Who knows that?
Urkel, Stefan Urkel. I know you know that.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Okay. In Boy Meets World, Topanga was Corey's girlfriend. What was the name of his best friend?
Sean Hunter.
Oh, I would have forgotten that.
Oh, come on.
Okay, in the show Full House, what was the name of DJ Tanner's best friend who lives next to
him? Jamie Gibbler.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
And you haven't seen Arian's movie?
No, come on. He's years old. I go with this all day.
In what state did the show Step by Step?
Wisconsin.
Yep.
Come on.
That's it.
Oh, I can roll all day. Okay. Sister,
we didn't even get to hang with Mr.
Cooper. Come on.
One more. And then you get to the quarterback.
All right. The name of a fast food restaurant chain based in San Antonio, Texas.
Whataburger.
Okay.
Megawatts of category. That's how I got it.
Here's your song. Turn Down for What has become your unofficial song. What is the name of the artist that sings that song?
It's Lil Jon, not Little.
Lil. L-I-L.
Lil
and
John.
DJ Snake.
Oh, I didn't
Is this on your iPod now?
Turn Down for What?
Yeah.
I just downloaded it last week because it gets me so excited when I play it here.
So when we hear this like out and about on the road and we hear it, the running joke is, oh my gosh, you guys, J.J. Watt just got a pick six.
Song.
We're back in the game.
Dallas.
Well, hopefully we play
we
it
We do
lot.
It every time.
I hope we play it
Never
lot.
Gets old. All right, name of law enforcement unit that uses military-style light weapons and specialized tactics in high-risk operations that fall outside of the capabilities of regular uniformed police.
The SWAT team.
Yes.
I forgot the beginning of the question. That was so long. All right. A fly-killing device used for pest control of
flies. Flies water.
This is the easiest
category
at all.
Right.
You're
I got one wrong.
Got
to the quarterback.
Yeah. All right, we got
it. Good job. Sackagories.
Yes, thank you.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
So, Friday night TV shows, and I knew nothing about that category. You know,
you thought TGI Fridays was a restaurant that JJ really enjoyed. You didn't realize there was a whole genre of television shows.
Yeah, and he was right on it, man. He knew all that stuff. We got to have him on again next year.
We have to have a part two because he did say he could keep going and he could answer these questions all night. And I kind of wanted to challenge him on it.
It was an MVP performance. Let's see how some of our other players did. As Texans Late Night rolls on, we have Dwayne Brown, Kendrick Lewis, DeAndre Hopkins. Stick around.